Every Tuesday morning around 9:30, Grace Canty goes downstairs to fetch the juice cart at Alexian Village Health and Rehabilitation Center on Signal Mountain. The juice cart stays in the closet with the bingo cart and the fingernail painting cart. Grace restocks the cart and takes it upstairs to make the rounds. This is volunteer work, but for Grace, it's really a duty.
Juice cart, anybody drinking?
Grace walks into Josephine Oliver's room. She's 102, and at first, she thinks Grace's voice is the television.
Well, I've got them doing the juice cart. Would you like something to drink?
Coke.
A Coke. All right. Let me get you a Coke. There you are.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Grace has been volunteering here with the Red Cross for a long time, almost 34 years. She's tall and slender with brownish red hair. And even in her pinstripe smock, she looks elegant. She wears a name tag made on one of those old label makers. She says she's on her third smock now. Now it's about 10:30, and Grace tells me that Winnie should be here any minute. We go wait for her at the front entrance. Winnie Rose is Grace's best friend. They met here at Alexian in 1978 when they both started volunteering. It's clear that Grace adores Winnie.
She walks with the Lord, and she's just one of the sweetest, kindest people you will ever meet. And she is my best friend. And anytime anything is happening in your family, that anybody who needs to be prayed for, you can call Winnie. If you need to talk to somebody, you can call Winnie.
Winnie walks up the sidewalk holding a Bible in one hand. She teaches a Bible study. And a cane in the other. And of course, she's wearing a smock that matches Grace's.
Well, we met over here doing volunteer work.
That's Winnie.
And so here we are 34 years later, and we're still here.
When Grace and Winnie started volunteering here, there were a few things that were different, including the Red Cross uniforms.
And now they've gotten very lenient about the uniforms. It used to be we had to wear white nurse's shoes, and we had to be dressed just a certain way, and you make sure you're neat and clean with your hair not falling down on your face. It had to be pulled back, and no gum chewing. And now, with the smocks, we wear pretty much what we want to under the smock.
And, of course, they were younger back then. Now, they're the same age as a lot of the residents here.
When we started, we were much younger, and the people were all old people, but now they're our peers, and it's different because we used to know most of the residents that are here today, and we can remember when they were young and vibrant, and of course as life goes on we change, and so it's sometimes depressing to see that they've changed so much.
Do you think that volunteering here has made you think of old age differently than you would have otherwise?
I think I accept it more. I would hope that if I ever get to the age of having to go into a healthcare facility, I would go in a happy frame of mind, knowing that that time had come.
I feel like that when the time comes, I hope I'll be able to go willingly.
Yes.
And just not get upset about it. And I think having been here and having a good experience here has probably prepared me for any future times that I might be a patient here myself.
After Winnie and Grace help feed lunch to the residents, they set up for another weekly activity in the dining room. This one is only for the ladies.
Oh, we do manicures. That's the biggest hit of all. And we, you know, ladies like to have their fingernails looking nice. My husband says you get what you pay for, but in this case, I think that they really get a very nice manicure for nothing.
Robbie Reap would agree. She's a resident here, and she is crazy about Grace's manicures. There's one woman ahead of her in line for Grace, but lucky for Miss Reap, that woman is sound asleep over her taco salad. I asked Miss Reap why she thinks Grace is the best at fingernail painting.
Our nails stay, the polish stays on, and she's very particular that she doesn't get any on your skin. She's real good. No one else washes it off like she does.
Do you always get the same color?
I have lately, but I'm ready to change when the spring gets completely here.
And there are plenty of colors to choose from.
Okay, we have one I wanted to show you that is really wild.
What color is it?
It's pure iced merlot. And then this one is pure ice all-nighter. And now this one, ton of bricks. Aren't they funny? Funny names. Now I'm looking for a light one.
I asked Grace and Winnie if it would be hard to keep coming back every week, all these years, if they didn't have each other. Grace answers right away, and what she says surprises me.
It would not be hard for me. I mean, this is just, well, I'm doing this for the Lord. He called me to this.
What about you? Why did you decide to come?
My situation is similar to hers. It just seems like the Lord wanted me here. And so it's hard for us to realize we've been here 34 years, but we have. And the time has gone by quickly.
It's not their close friendship that brings them back every week. It's a sense of obligation. Having each other is just a bonus. They laugh at each other, but they seem to look up to each other too. Grace says that nobody walks as closely to the Lord as Winnie. Winnie tells me that nobody has as strong a Christian faith as Grace. Both think of the people at Alexi and his family. And it's not likely that either of them would just stop coming.
If we're not here one week, then we just miss it so much.
There used to be more Red Cross volunteers here. Maybe 25, Grace thinks.
We had volunteers Monday through Friday. And then they just gradually dropped away and some passed on. And Winnie and I just keep on coming. And this is Tuesday is Alexian Day, so I'm here. And Winnie, too.
For Around and About, I'm Mary Helen Miller.